Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Jordan Manji. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Thursday, April 14th, 2022. Here are the headlines to start your day. Associated Student Government presidential elections are in full swing at Northwestern. Candidates appeared in a live stream debate Tuesday night. Jason Hagelmeyer and running mate Donovan Cusick faced off against David Groh and his running mate, Camilla Vicens. The two slates talked campus safety, Greek life, mental health, and personal experience in ASG. Voting opens at 7 p.m. tonight and will close at 7 p.m. this Saturday. Evanston City Council unanimously authorized COVID-19 relief money to be put toward the Ox, a new Black-owned business development hub. $1 million in American Rescue Plan Act funding will support the building of a physical space to host the organization. The Ox will be a center for healing, wellness, and racial equity, as well as commerce, according to its website. Construction is scheduled to begin in November of this year. Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced applications open soon for Chicago's basic income pilot program. Residents who make below a certain threshold and suffered economic hardship during the pandemic are eligible to apply. Cash assistance in the form of $500 a month will be allocated to 5,000 families. It will be one of the largest guaranteed income programs in the U.S. Illinois reported 2,060 new COVID cases yesterday. The state also reported 10 COVID-related deaths. This comes after a Tuesday announcement that Illinois is changing its method of COVID case reporting to better align with federal standards. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Jordan Manji. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, WNUR.news. You can also listen to these stories live during our next news show tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at WNUR.org. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.